This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in the can.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we are back, and the dogs are growling. They can't wait for Captain Morgan to ask me some more great questions, and Super Don as well, on the Freshman Friday segment. Thanks again to Dr. Linda Isaacs. Links are up. You got to get that book. It's so good. Go to robertscottbell.com. We've got special links for you. Also, the Truth About Vaccines is launching this month. Or actually, you're probably listening in April already, but if not, it's tomorrow. It'll start soon, and you can sign up and get your free access to it. We have a banner in the show notes as well. Follow us in the social media as well. There's the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook, also on Twitter at RS Bell Media. And, you know, we may talk some sunshiny topics with Cap Morgan, because I know what she's been doing out with the family. They're visiting. They're probably hitting the beach too. But, Captain, you know, last hour when we did our Freshman Friday, And you know, I pointed this out off the air with you about, you know, I like to brag on you because I so much enjoy our Freshman Friday segments together because you ask such great questions. And I said, you're actually really intelligent. And you said to me, no, I don't know the answers to these questions. And my point to you is that if you ask such directed, pointed, and the questions that you do, it indicates to me intelligence. Intelligence is not necessarily having the answer to every question. In fact, a lot of times it's not. People are crutching out on Google, for instance. But the reality is, if you can ask good questions, your mind is adept at really getting to the heart of what really matters. And, of course, the whole idea of individualization, even of gravity, how it impacts each body. I love that mind. I love the way your mind works.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that you all create such a safe place to ask these questions. It's kind of like having a medically and scientifically specific Google at my beck and call, which is pretty awesome. So I'll take
I've never thought of our show as a safe space. I don't know.
I love it. See, we're the safe space.
We're just sitting around blowing organic, non-GMO bubbles.
Right. No, but the safe space context is an interesting one. Let's think about, if you've ever asked a question and been ridiculed for asking the question, does that elicit an environment of inquiry, of curiosity, right? And to me, if we talk about safe space in an appropriate way, I don't mind a safe space where you have the freedom and the comfort to say, you know what, I'm willing to ask a question no matter how stupid it is. You've heard it said, the only stupid question is a question that's not asked. I really believe that. And it's like some people don't ask a stupid question. It's like, no, because you're making an assumption that everybody knows exactly where you're coming from, what you're talking about, or has even had an agreement on the definition of the words you're about to use. So don't assume that the question is stupid just because you think you know the answer. I don't know. I just got on a diatribe as a...
No, you're right. Listen, you are totally right. And the thing is, we've been doing this for so long, you longer than me, that, you know, kind of at some point you kind of forget that, you know, everybody, you know, a lot of people, everybody at some point starts from the same spot where it's kind of like, I don't understand. I don't know what this means. I don't know the, you know, just the basics. And we kind of get lost in... in the Hegelian dialectic and the bureaucratic oligarchy sometimes, right?
Yeah, and a little bit of Latin Harry Potterism, too, when we talk homeopathy. So, Captain, like I said, you're golden. You're golden, and I appreciate you so much because, you know, what are we here for if not to help the folks that are just coming on board? A lot of the folks who have been with us for years are probably already helping others in addition to themselves, and that's great. But if we're not here for the folks that are just arriving, then, you know, what's the point?
Well, and I think I've thought about this a couple of times, is I think it's so great that the show happens 6 days a week, even though that sometimes feels a little bit rough behind the scenes, because the more, this is what I've learned from my many years of going to church, and say about that what you will, but mm-hmm. I think that the more you hear the same thing, the easier it is for you then to share that with somebody else. And if our leaders and our teachers are not able to empower us to then go and teach others, then what are we really doing? And it's interesting when you talked about this culture of curiosity, because I feel like for a while maybe, and I'm a pure capitalist, so I'm not coming down on big business, but I feel like there's been kind of a monopoly on knowledge for a while in our country through, yeah. you know, some of the university ideas, you know, kind of the culture that was built around kind of hoarding this knowledge, and you have to pay to play, and, you know, doctors have all of the scientific wisdom and university professors have all of the business knowledge, but we have Google and we have you and we have, you know, a plethora of resources available for us. So I feel like it's kind of time for our country to take back that curiosity and not rely on others for all the answers, but to, you know, do our own research and ask some of the detailed questions along the way.
Super, Don. Can we say with a degree of comfort that we are decidedly anti-elitist in that way?
Well, yeah, I think so, definitely. I don't think it's even, we have to, like, think about it. I mean, I think we are, for sure.
It's a big part of the theme of my life. You know, I had this inner rebellion against institutions of higher indoctrination. Even though I went to university and got a degree, as I call it, you know, eventually I transitioned out when I realized how faulty the information was, how much we had been deceived, how much had been erased from history. And I thought, I want to learn from these yahoos that don't even know how to get me well, about getting well, talking about health, healing, becoming a doctor, for instance. And so I went a different path in my life. Now, Captain, you know, you'd appreciate this, of course, and I hope a lot of our listeners do. I prayed to God for help, for guidance. I did, because I was ill, I was sick, and the doctors, the experts, the elitists didn't know what to do. And at one point, at least they acknowledged it, that they didn't know what to do. And so at that point, I was like, okay, that's good, but you want me to keep coming back to you? You want me to become
right.
one of you? And I thought, no, that doesn't work for me. Now, that dashed my dreams for a little while because I thought, well, that's not what I want to do. If that's healing, I don't want to be that kind of doctor, but I didn't know any other kind. And so it took me being, you know, beaten up by life, and I don't say that in a negative sense, because of my illnesses and ailments, to wear me down to where I'd be open to hear another viewpoint, another perspective, another body of knowledge that was completely outside of the realm of what you said, the monopoly on knowledge that our modern medical minions in America or the West have basically dominated and said there shall be nothing else, or the science is settled. And, of course, I went down the road of homeopathy, which is still mysterious to many with a Western molecular reductionist mindset. But it opened my heart, my mind, my eyes, and here I am alive and well and thriving half a century in, where in a quarter of a century, and I was devastatingly sick for much of my life. So the proof is in your life, and that's why I love that, you know, we can go to these places together and break up the monopoly on knowledge for healing and other things.
Well, and I think you make such a great point in your story about how it kind of dashed your hopes for a little bit to learn something about a group that you would kind of put on this pedestal. And I think in the search for answers, we have to not be afraid of the answers, because whatever they are, we can adapt to them, right? Like our human mind and our human body are so capable of adapting to new ideas and new lifestyles and new concepts. So let's not be afraid of the answers together. So tell me why I shouldn't wear sunblock.
Oh, yeah. By the way, yeah, people will flex unless you're a crotchety old grandpa like Super Don. Then, you know, forget it. All bets are off. Kyle. I'm just seeing if Super Don is listening here.
Yes.
Okay, so sunblock. Here's the thing. We have been taught to fear the sun. Again, we've talked about this, but it's always worth bringing up because you told me off the air that your relatives are all there and you're slathering on, or they're slathering on. They're like the poster family for sunblock. We gotta put an umbrella up. We gotta cover our bodies with toxic chemicals. We don't think they're toxic because we're more afraid of the toxicity of the sun or sunlight. So remember, folks, it's not just vitamin D, and vitamin D is a complex series of chemicals. It's fat soluble hormones. There's a lot of things involved with vitamin D production. But it's so much more. The sun, the vibration, the energy, all of the warmth and the wonderful things that it gives us. Of course, when we talk about it to excess, we can talk about radiation burns. We can talk about sunburn, and that damages tissue, and that long term can be problematic. It's true. So it's a matter of not an all or nothing scenario. It's about utilizing it just like anything. Selenium, vital trace element. We don't need grams of selenium every day. We need micrograms. We don't need to be sunburnt every day, but ideally we need some level of sunlight exposure for all the good that it does us. Now, if you add toxic chemicals to your skin and prevent that even little bit of sun exposure, that will benefit you. And again, individualization. People that are Nordic, fair-haired, blue-eyed, light-skinned don't need as much sun exposure as those that have roots in Africa or equatorial regions around the planet that have more pigment. They need more sunlight, more vitamin D and other production. So, again, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. But to get out on the beach and immediately cover yourself up, maybe if your relatives are that fair-haired, white-skinned group, maybe they only need 5 minutes of direct sun exposure and then cover up. I would prefer that they put on fabric or get under the umbrella at that point and then slather toxic sunscreen, though.
Is there a safe type of sunscreen if, let's say, you are that fair and we're going for a nice walk in the forest preserve? We don't know how much shade cover there's going to be. We just want to be on the safe side. A good alternative to whatever that baby with the diaper falling down situation is?
Sure.
Copper tone?
Remember the copper tone? Yeah, the copper dog tone. Grabbing the butt and you saw the burn. Yeah. I was ill-prepared to give a endorsement to any one product, but there are a few that exist. Maybe we can dig it out before the end of the show. But ideally, wearing just basically fabric that is SPF protective would be more ideal. When you want the exposure, take it off. When you don't, cover up. And at that point, you're not relying on anything. But, yes, I will say, yes, there are options. I don't have them as we are going to break right now. But we've got more to do. Super Don, what are we going to do before we finish the hour?
Oh, how about some good news on the raw milk horizon?
Ooh, I like
that. Yay!
Yeah, that'll be lovely. That'll be lovely. Also, remember, Cap Morgan works diligently to prepare these notes every day that we verbally bring out to you, but you have links, you can do follow-up, there are banners, there's support for our sponsors, all of that. Sign up for email alerts. Occasionally we'll send them out. They mean something when we do. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after this. Thanks, Cap Morgan. Always wonderful to be with you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, after a really awesome Freshman Friday segment, or even two of them, I feel like I could use a tall, cool glass of...
Rolling, 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 from them teeth is blowing, nectar straight from heaven, raw milk. You don't know what you're missing, it's delicious, pure nutrition, you'd be crying if you ever let it spill. Drink it up, yum, if you can get it. Oh, oh. Where can I buy it? Hey. Raw milk. Yum. Drive a farmer. Oh. Code word Daisy Juice. Daisy Juice. Don't get caught with raw milk. Raw milk.
Bust me now. I'm going to have a cup of raw milk. Wow.
Raw milk.
Yeah, I love that. Now, by the way, somebody, Steve sent me a text for, it was on a tweet, tweeted me. Steve AG, he said he loved the body part removal theme from yesterday. So more props to you. So the raw milk theme is awesome as well, and we love our raw milk here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm only concerned, Super D, that you have access to raw milk wherever you are. I don't know, but...
You know what? It's funny because I happened to look that up, and apparently it is available in Arkansas. But I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of a raw milk virgin.
Really?
I have never...
After all these years.
Never, it's just never been something that's been, you know, easily accessible for me, and so I've just never really thought about it.
We'll have to carry you over to the raw side.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, well, good news on the raw milk horizon. Like cannabis, there is a pushback on the state, even though state level, even though FDA says, oh, you can't have it, it's dangerous, everyone's going to die. Almost a dozen raw milks are going to be voted on this spring.
in different states. And I think it'll be nice because we've got listeners in all of these states that we give you a heads up so you can make sure you can put in a good word to your state legislators or state senators, depending on who's going to be voting on it, much less the governor of your state. We'll start. We'll go alphabetical here. We have it linked up in the show notes. National News got it covered, but robertscottbell.com, you can find it there. Alaska, where raw milk comes out as ice cream, House Bill 46. It recently dropped raw milk and replaced it with a substitution. It's now about state and municipal procurement of agricultural products. HB 46 will include fish and other products that are sold under the Alaska Growth Trademark. So does that mean it's going to allow the raw milk? I'm confused by that, but, you know, it's Alaska, so who knows? Who knows where that's going to end up? But check that out. Hawaii, though, going to the other, the Kingdom of Hawaii. Some argue that it wasn't officially, legally brought in as the 50th state. Unfortunately, a committee voted for the bill's deferment on January 27th, so you might need to push that back out in Hawaii. House Bill 257, Bevan, bring it up. Raise some raw milk cane, so to speak. Illinois, currently three bills pertaining to raw milk in the state, House Bill 2820, House Bill 3063, as well as Senate Bill 1469. This is like, you know, I feel like we're doing a public service announcement for all these states.
But yeah, absolutely.
I think it's okay. Iowa has two raw milk bills springing up in that state, but both missed the deadlines for advancement, which might not be good for Iowa. So you got some work to do in Iowa. Montana, HB 325, passed the House in late February, still awaiting a vote in the Senate, and that will create a new category of small dairies and would exempt them from being required to have milk pasteurized. I like Montana. I think they have open carry there, if I'm not mistaken, as well. So you states push back. Massachusetts, Senate Bill 442. Let's see, North Dakota. Ooh, House Bill 1433 has already passed, waiting for the Senate to act on it, and will allow producers to sell raw milk directly to citizens who will assume the risk. Again, that's all we're asking for, right? I don't want the nanny state telling me what I can or can't have. In Virginia, House Bill 2030, permitting the sale of raw milk, taken down in the Committee for Agriculture. So more work needed there in Virginia. Rhode Island, Senate Bill 247 would allow the sale and handling of raw milk, and it's been assigned to the Senate committee. So not much action there. Texas, come on, Texas. What do you got going on there? House Bill 57 intends to expand the sale of raw milk. Now the law only permits the sale of raw milk on farms, but HB 57 would allow it to be sold at the permit holder's place of business, a farmer's market, or the consumer's residence. So it's a mixed bag, Super D, but the fact that there are bills out there is encouraging.
I think that's the takeaway.
Yeah.
You know, is that, you know, for a long time it was just a major battle just to even get people to talk about it. Now you've got legislation, so that's definitely a good move forward. It reminds me of the cannabis situation.
Yeah, exactly. I think the role for freedom is happening, and we're going to continue with that. Now, we got a break coming. Take a moment, take a deep breath, have a drink of raw milk, whatever, or chew on some CBD, whatever you're going to do. And I got a major league moment of, I told you, I keep telling you. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science. And, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're heading to Dallas after the show and looking forward to seeing a lot of my friends in the Natural Products Association, especially Stuart Tomko, who we'll hopefully have, if he's going to stick around through Sunday, to be on the show this weekend as we kick off our broadcast week on the first day of the week for us. That'll be great. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL. If you ever want to leave a message after hours, that's fine. 866-939-2355. We do have some questions and comments, but I'm going to hold off on that. Maybe we'll fill them in when we're together on Sunday from Dallas, because there's some, you know, very important emerging science or admissions of scientific deficit coming out of Brazil. And it really qualifies, don't you think, Super Don, for a spotlight and a highlight, especially because we have another article from John Rappaport on one of my favorite subjects, fake virus hunters and what they claim, right? There's a grand deception in virus and disease research. And there's so many scams surrounding viruses that we were one of the first, if not the first media outlet to call this, you know, the scam as it related to Zika and its cause of microcephaly. And this leads to a wonderful segment that can only be described as...
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d***, but I told you so.
I told you so. Oh, I told you so.
Are you getting sick of me saying I told you so? Super Don, you're the one that said we needed to have this, and... you know, our good buddy who's passed from this plane as well, you know, gosh. I mean, after doing a Nick Gonzalez update, I'm feeling like all kind of soft in the heart reminiscing about our good friends, including Jerry Doyle here. I'm just thinking about it now.
Well, I'm guessing what you mean is you can hear Jerry, mm-hmm. his voice. You can hear him right now going, Robert,
yep.
you were right again?
Yeah, yeah. I just wish he was around to hear your updates, your theme song, like the I Told You So theme song. But, hey, you know, what can we say here? We're right, and the so-called scientific intelligentsia elitists are wrong. And here's a big article at NPR, of all places, to acknowledge this. Really bizarre, right? The headline reads, Why Didn't Zika Cause a Surge in Microcephaly in 2016? Right? Like it didn't, supposedly did in 2015. Because, I'll tell you, Zika didn't cause the surge in microcephaly in 2015. Now, they're still scratching their heads on this. I don't think they've come to a satisfactory conclusion on why it didn't happen, but they sure are busy speculating on all the possible reasons. I shall say, not all the possible reasons, but one or two possible reasons within their box that they're allowed to think in, right? And so, you know, we were supposed to have this explosion. It would continue to grow. It'd be worse, more microcephaly around the world. Zika was spreading. It was in Florida. They're following it. They're tracking it now. They've developed techniques to identify it, but some scientists said the techniques were inadequate. Mine's better. Yours sucks, right? It's on and on, all of this. But we're the ones going, hey, the Zika virus never caused this. How about looking at what you were dumping in the water supply of all these women that ended up drinking larvicides? With a known side effect of birth defects, including the small head scenario of microcephaly. Yet, even though there were scientists that acknowledged that, doctors that acknowledged that, still the major elitist, monopoly, thought form people in science said nothing about that and continued to press the virus as the cause.
Well, and just remember the fear. I mean, the campaign of fear that caused people to cancel their travel plans. It caused Olympians not to compete in the Olympics. I mean, it was just crazy. The same tactic they've used every time, whether it was the swine flu or the pig flu or the dinosaur flu or, you know, whatever flu of or disease of the year was.
I think
it was this huge campaign.
A turd flew up their nose, and that's what happened.
Women afraid to get pregnant, and it was just crazy.
Yeah, I'm still afraid to get pregnant. I don't know about you.
Yeah, me too.
Not because of Zika, though. So scientists concluded it was the culprit, but no, it's not even an accurate statement, NPR, even though we like what you're admitting here in a totality of the article. But they said, you know, hey, Zika's back, and wait, how come there's no more microcephaly? Where did it come from, right? We have a lot of Zika cases. They saw a lot of virus, supposedly. So what is going on here? I mean, it's spectacular, their own words. It's spectacular. We don't understand. How come there's no more microcephaly? The Zika's still there. And so in the New England Journal of Medicine, a report there says, well, we're trying to figure it out. We're on the job, right? Don't you worry your pretty little head. Oh, that's bad. Did I say that? I didn't mean that.
But, wow.
Yeah, I know. I know. Oh, groan, man. Slap me upside my little head. Now, one of the things they're saying is, well, maybe we vastly overestimated the number of Zika cases, right? This is the This is the reverse of, we have no more cases of autism than we used to. We just miscounted in the past, right? It's a reverse of that. We counted too many. We're getting worse at diagnosing. I don't know. It's so confusing that they're going to use that as an excuse. So that's the first thing they throw out there. We have overestimated. But the other thing is, maybe we misdiagnosed specifically another mosquito-borne virus called chikungunya, because they both cause a fever, a rash, and joint pain, although prior to microcephaly and the Zika scare of 2015, they recognized the Zika really didn't do even that. I mean, very rarely would it ever do anything at all. That's what they knew since the 1940s when they so-called discovered this Zika virus, right? Didn't do anything, and then suddenly it's the scourge of planet Earth. So now they're saying maybe it's chikungunya. But wait, chikungunya doesn't cause microcephaly. So maybe not. Maybe not. What else could it be? What other theories can we come up with? How about, misdiagnosis, chikungunya not working. How about, maybe it's still the Zika, but the Zika virus is not enough. Not enough. Maybe it needs something else to trigger it into manifestation.
What could that be?
Ooh, let's see. You know what we would say.
And this, do they say it, though?
No, not at all.
No.
So
no.
The I told you so is like, okay, they acknowledge what Robert Scott Bell says, but they don't go far enough. They say, well, maybe it's another virus or another 5 or 10 viruses. If it's not chikungunya, how about dengue? Dengue virus. Because in a petri dish, we once saw that it triggered something in the petri dish that might make sense here, but it's all speculation. The entire article is speculation about what else it could be, because their hypothesis that they claimed was scientific fact that nobody should question was completely wrong. And so they continue to dig and dig, and they're actually digging themselves a deeper hole here. Right? The hypothesis that prior exposure to dengue may actually enhance or promote the risk of the birth defect from Zika. No evidence to support that, even though they say if you've had dengue once, the second time's even worse because your antibody response is more powerful and you may have these cytokine storms. But they don't even get into that. What else could they do? What else could they acknowledge? What else might make sense to them? And then let's pick it apart. How about this? We'll do a mouse model. Since mice don't typically get Zika, we're going to have to mess with them a little bit, right? So a team at Mount Sinai School of Medicine, this is almost a drum roll scenario, in New York, they engineered these mice to be susceptible to a Zika infection by crippling their immune system.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa.
What?
So they destroyed the mouse immune system.
Yes.
And suddenly it caught Zika.
Yeah. Suddenly Zika was able to do some terrible things. Does anybody see a problem with this? We have destroyed the immune system of the mouse. Oh, look, Zika did what we said it would do.
Yay!
Okay.
Now we need a vaccine.
Right. Might that be called a clue? Might we consider that a clue that when the immune system doesn't work, anything can happen? When anything is there, even if it was there before and did nothing? Could we now look to say, how do we strengthen immunity rather than artificially induce an antibody by poisoning the body? Isn't that just a ridiculous thing for me to say, to bring up, to point out? How an inconvenient fact or series of facts like that makes scientists, in this case, for Zika, look very, can I say stupid? Because it really is stupid. They have medical or PhD degrees, and they ain't using the sense God may have granted them. Of course, if you destroy the immune system, but now let me just add in what the missing element is when they said maybe it's not Zika alone, it needs other cofactors. How about the ultimate cofactor of selenium deficiency? Was I one of the only media outlets to point out the fact that even in the peer-reviewed literature, they found that selenium deficiency would allow for the activation and manifestation and transiting through the body of whatever the Zika virus was claimed to do? Yes. Pointed it out with Ebola, too. When you don't have adequate selenium in the body, all cellular functions are going to be corrupted. And that includes the protection against birth defects. Without selenium, you cannot protect against birth defects. I would also say chromium as well. But they'll never look at the minerals because it destroys their paradigm of the virus is everything. And remember, folks, the virus is always a cover story for toxic poisons coming from multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. Now, to further your education here in this segment, I want you to read the article, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, called Grand Deception in Virus and Disease Research. It's a beautiful Q&A format that John Rappaport put together, right? To show you how ridiculous the claims that a virus is the cause of any given disease. You know, you have 600 cases of disease, you try to find the same virus in all the people, and you say the virus causes that disease, you would have to show that they're available, that it's present everywhere. Now, one of the few things, well, let me say this, one of the first things we did after the phony Zika outbreak is to point out that it was only occurring in one out of every nine cases of microcephaly, that they had any evidence of all that there was Zika present. So you're like, okay, we've got this microcephaly epidemic, and we say Zika causes it, but it's only present in one out of every nine. That's called a clue. Go back to the drawing board. You're an idiot if you think Zika is the cause, because it's only there in about 10%, 12% of the cases. So that's, these are great. You know, we talk about Freshman Friday. John Rappaport's putting out a Freshman Friday concept on why they claim it's a virus and why they're wrong, why they haven't provided any proof that is would stand up in a court of law, much less a scientific journal that didn't take money from the pharmaceutical and vaccine industrial complex. I mean, do you think, am I oversimplifying this, Super Don?
No, you're not. Okay. You're not at all. And you know, one of the things quickly to point out here is that as a result of the big Zika scare, how many millions of dollars got funneled through the CDC and the NIH to pharmaceutical companies to start development of a Zika vaccine that now looks like was a complete waste of money?
Yep, misallocation of funds, just like government is expert at. But, of course, who captured the government? Big Pharma. So they're going to grab all the cash they can from you. And you're going to have to kind of probably steal it from a school. Yeah, pretty soon. We're going to talk about that, a guy that tried after the break. Oh, man, things are looking upside down for them.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Government misallocation of funds. I don't know how do you say that. It sort of sounds like an oxymoron because that's just what they do. If you think they know how to spend your money wiser than you do, listen, I don't know. Maybe you want to go to Venezuela and find out how good the government spent its money there till they ran out. But this is a real issue. All of the dominant, and Captain Morgan mentioned it Freshman Friday, monopoly on what? Information, monopoly on expertise, a monopoly on medicine. All of these things wrongly claiming something and then having all of the money going into research for that which was wrong to begin with. And so even if they say, hey, we found a way to deal with Zika with a drug or a vaccine, it's like, whoop-de-frickin'-do, Zika didn't even cause it. What was the point? You've only polluted people further and destroyed their immune systems further. So what are we going to do when we run out of money? That's the question. Of course, we go to the Federal Reserve, they'll print it up forever until it's worth nothing. We'll have $100 trillion Zimbabwe notes, just like happened there eventually. Now, when that happens, I don't know. But in the meantime, we want to audit the Fed. Can we audit the Fed? I don't know. Maybe we'll see where that goes. But for now, those of you who are short on cash, or if you're working for the government and you need to enhance your budget, don't do what this guy did. We got a burglary update to wrap up the show heading into the weekend. I read this and I thought it was a French story because I guess I was dyslexic getting ready to head
you,
to Dallas.
Yeah, you were reading a little too fast.
So. Yeah, I was. I said France catches an Arizona burglary suspect. I'm like, no, it wasn't. Why would France?
What's France doing in Arizona anyway?
Right. Yeah, exactly. It was weird. I know. But then again, you throw some funny stories at us to wrap up the show sometimes. So okay. Headline reads: Fence catches Arizona burglary suspect. But who's Fence? Is it a detective named Fence? No, it's an actual fence.
Literally, the fence caught this guy.
You guys and gals have got to come to the Robert Scott Bell Show's notes to see this. This is a picture like, oh my God, this is an OMG picture.
This is the kind of stuff that you see in movies and stuff like that, you know? I mean, literally, this is a true comedy. Like
Will Ferrell could be doing this.
A little karmic justice, I think, on this guy. So you got this school in Tucson, Arizona. And this guy decides he wants to break into the school, right? So he's trying to break into the locked classrooms, and there happened to be a locksmith working at the school at the time. This is like in the morning on a Friday. So the man notices the locksmith.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, crap. And so he tries to get away because he's been spotted, right? And he attempts to jump over. And you see, you know, like these metal wrought iron fences that have like the spikes on the top?
Yeah. No, I mean, right. You got to be careful going over these things.
So he tries to jump over this fence. And apparently he's one of these guys that likes to walk around with the super baggy pants, which drive me crazy.
Yes.
So he jumps over the fence in his baggy pants. Get caught on one of the spikes on the top of the fence, and he falls over the other side of the fence, and he's hooked on the spike, and it drags his pants down to his ankles and leaves him hanging upside down at like 10:30 in the morning on a Friday.
Dude, he looks like he's wearing Depends, too. This is so embarrassing. And the guy, you know, fortunately there's no blood except the blood rushing to his head because he's hanging upside down, but it's not a gory picture. It's just kind of a, oh my gosh, he wears a diaper, too. This is a classic picture, and apparently the person who saw this, he just passed by and took the guy's picture, and then he heard the cops coming, so he just moseyed on down. And I'm just thinking, wow, this is going to be a story back at the police force, but thankfully people have phone cameras to capture beautiful pictures like this that just make me giggle. And I hope that you see there weren't any students at the school. Nobody was harmed. This is kind of like a big break because it was spring break. And, in this case, you just got to see the picture. Guy, it was like, this was a setup, right? No, this really happened. And by the way, shout out to my Atlanta brethren, right? I grew up and lived there for about 30 years. And what a bizarre story that is. Did you see the fire caught up under Interstate 85? They say it's like plastic pipes burned and literally melted the road and it collapsed. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Nobody was injured. But traffic in that city that's notoriously bad, on the top five list, I'm sure, is going to be worse for months until they get this fixed. Unless they bring in the Army Corps of Engineers, they can fix it tomorrow. But my gosh, talking about weird events. But thankfully, no one was hurt in that one, too.
No, I hadn't heard about that. That sounds pretty spectacular.
Yeah, go check the video out on that and stay off of Interstate 85, man. Good luck getting around Atlanta for the next few weeks to months. All right, folks, we're up for a Dallas run, and we'll be reporting back from the Natural Products Association with my buddy Stuart Tomp and more. And we've got great comments and questions of the day we didn't get to today. Thanks to Freshman Friday, Captain Morgan. Thanks as well to Dr. Linda Isaacs. Check out the new book by Dr. Gonzalez. We'll be back soon because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.